As Congress moves toward its deadline to pass a new budget, social advocates are urging lawmakers to reinstate the enhanced child tax credit for next year. In 2021, the American Rescue Plan shifted the program from a tax reimbursement to direct monthly payments of as much as $3,600 per child. The move cut the child poverty rate almost in half, but when lawmakers failed to renew the program for 2022, many families fell back below the poverty line. Mitch Lifson with the Chicago-based Children's Advocates for Change says there's ample evidence the direct payments uplifted families and stimulated the economy.
If you compared the numbers of children under the age of 18, there were 85,000 fewer in poverty, and that's a 30% reduction. So there's no question that it has had a benefit to children in the state of Illinois as well as across the country.
Many activists say they're frustrated because while Congress drags its feet on the child tax credit, lawmakers are contemplating tax cuts for major corporations. Lifson says families believe that if Congress restores billions of tax dollars to businesses, they should also reinstate the child tax credit. He says statistics show that allowing the tax credit to lapse put many working Illinois families back into the financial hole they had just escaped. He says now they've been hurt even more by inflation.
The 12-month CPI is 7.7%. Energy prices have increased by 17.6%, food by almost 11%. But we've now removed that economic assistance for these families and the economic security.
Under current law, Lifson says more than 670,000 low-income Illinois children are prevented from receiving some or all of the full child tax credit. He adds that children of color are disproportionately excluded from its benefits.
By making the investments in those kids and giving families the resources that they need, we help avert a number of circumstances that may cost the country funding further down the road.
For Public News Service, I'm Mark Richardson. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.